Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. It's how St. Paul begins this beautiful hymn to Christ in the letter to the Colossians. He has a number of these things in the beginning of some of his letters. So Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 2. St. Paul has these beautiful poetic hymns to Christ, and they're great for your prayer and reflection. They're also very dense. And so today, just to unpack a couple things about this hymn to Christ we heard today. First of all, he says, Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Think about that. God, by his very nature, cannot be seen. He is invisible. He is so great that even though we see some of his fingerprints in creation, we can't point to anything and say, oh, there is the Lord God. But Jesus is the image of God. He's the visibility of God. When people spoke to Jesus, when they touched him, when they heard his voice, they could truly say, I am touching God. I am hearing God's voice. I am seeing God in our midst. Because Jesus is the perfect image of God. It's kind of like saying he's the sacrament of God. He reveals God. The power of God comes through him. In Jesus, God becomes visible, and this is at the heart of the good news of Christianity. The God who has always been invisible, who can never be seen by human eye, has suddenly shown up, and he sits across from me at a dinner table. That's good news, and that is hard to accept. Paul also says that he is the firstborn of all creation. Now, as the Son of God, he is uncreated, he is eternal, but he is firstborn. Why? Because remember, the firstborn in a family in biblical times had all the rights, all the legal inheritance. Everything the father had belonged to the firstborn son. And so Jesus, being begotten by God the Father from all eternity, he has the legal right, the legal claim on all creation. He has power and dominion over all things. And thanks be to God, because from that authority, from that legal ownership, we belong to him and not to the evil one. Because he is above all thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. Those are all types of angels, whether good or bad. They're all angelic beings. Everything was made through Jesus, both visible and invisible. Because all things were made in him, Jesus is often seen as the blueprint the Father used to make all creation. Yes, nothing in this world we can point to is God itself, but yet everything that is created in some way shares in the beauty and the logic and the goodness of the Son of God. Because we are all made in the image of God, and Jesus is the true image of God. Finally, he is the head of the body, the church. He directs this mystical organism we call the people of God. He is our head, he is our leader, he is our shepherd. He sends the plan of the Father into all the members of the church. As you go forth today, fed by this Eucharist, you are being directed in that symphony of harmony with Jesus, who is our head. Just like our brains coordinate all the activities of our body for a single purpose, the church is directed by Christ the head. So all of your gifts and talents, all of your histories, all the relationships you have can work in harmony with Christ the head to fulfill the beautiful plan of the Father. His plan is so beautiful. His plan is so good. His plan leaves nothing out. Nothing is missing in the Father's plan. As we give our hearts today to the heart of Christ on the altar, may we be united so deeply as members of the body of the church, so that Christ may receive all glory, honor, and dominion, world without end, forever and ever. Amen.